Welcome to Torah Timecha, Naf Yomi, with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Dina Rabinovich, and today we will be studying Sefer Tehillim, Perek Samach Dalet. Why can words hurt so much? I'm reminded of a chant we used to recite on the playground when we felt someone was saying mean things to us. I am rubber, you are glue. Anything bad you say to me bounces right back to you. Probably not totally PC to say today, but today we are also far more aware of how words and the words we say can affect people. This Mizmor continues to recount the experience of David in the Midbar that we first encountered in Mizmor Samach Gimel. The focus of Mizmor Samach Gimel dealt with fear that consumed David from those who pursued him and sought to destroy him physically. We discussed how David wasn't afraid since he knew that he could always rely on Hashem to save him. Mizmor Samach Dalet deals with a different sort of attack, the verbal attack, the attack that is done secretly and behind closed doors, the ones where the attackers believe, erroneously, that no one can see or hear them. Rav Yoel Ben Nun notes that the two Mizmorim complement one another by addressing opposing challenges to David, the physical pursuit by people who could be shooting arrows, and the verbal pursuit where words are used like arrows. Who sharpen their tongues like swords, who aim bitter words like arrows. Lirot bamistarim tam, pitom yoruhu velo yirau, and shoot from ambush at the blameless, shooting suddenly without fear. They think that no one will see them, that even God doesn't see them, and they therefore don't fear God. Even though some spoke out loud like Doeg and the Zifim, there were others who spoke behind the scenes because they thought that they would get payback from Shaul. The Mizmor is chock full of homonyms, or Lashon Nofel al Lashon. We will hear similar sounds, but the words have different meanings. Consider the example. Note, I will read all four phrases in Hebrew and then reread and translate into English. Listen for the repeating sounds, and this is the pasuk that I read a moment ago. Lirot bamistarim tam, pitom yoruhu velo yirau, amru mi yireh lamo. And now to translate. Lirot bamistarim tam, they arm themselves with evil schemes. Pitom yoruhu, they plot to lay secret snares. Velo yirau, without fear. Amru mi yireh lamo, saying who can see them. What we have is a play on three different verbs. Yara yod resh hey, to shoot. Yara yod resh aleph, to fear. And Ra'a, Resh Aleph He, to see. Words have the power to hurt, especially words that are aimed for our Achilles heels, the areas where we perceive our weaknesses. People are quick to attack using words, Lo Yira'u, they don't fear. I think we are all too familiar with posts that appear on websites where people hide behind a cloak of anonymity and say things they would never say face to face. But words can also be used for healing, and in this Mizmor, David finds comfort in turning to Hashem with words, asking that, Shema Elokim koli besichi, hear my voice, God, in my lament. And he is confident that ultimately, Vayorem Elokim chetz pitom hayu makotam, God will shoot them down, with a sudden arrow they will be wounded. Again, the same sounds, and the result will be, V'yachshiluhu alei molashonam, their own tongues will trip them up. Yitnodedu kol ro'eh vam, and all who see them will shudder. V'yir'u kol adam, all the people will be struck with fear. V'yagidu, and they will say, Po'al Elokim u'ma'aseu hiskilu. They will tell of God's works and contemplate his deeds. The words that brought David down in the beginning will be used to praise Hashem. Vaitalalu kol yishrei lev, the righteous will rejoice in the Lord. The use of terms like chanit, a spear, and ideas like plots against innocent men suggests that this mizmor may also refer to the time when David approached Shaul's camp in the middle of the night, only to find that everyone was asleep. David was thus able to take Shaul's spear and his water bottle and prove to Shaul that David could have taken his life but did not. Earlier, David also had an opportunity to kill Shaul when Shaul entered the cave at En Gedi alone, and David was able to cut the corner of Shaul's coat. But Avner, the Tsartsava, the head of the army for Shaul, managed to convince Shaul that the coat was snagged by a thorn. And Avner's words meant that Shaul was put into danger again and that he was keeping this conflict between Shaul and David open and active. Because the first line after the kotaret of this mizmor features a request to Hashem to save a life, there are many ideas about who or what it can refer to. One was obviously this time when David took Shaul's chanit, but we're going to see some other options as well. Pasuk Bet, Shema Elokim Koli B'Sichi, hear God, my voice in my plea, Mipachat Oyev Titzor Chayai, from fear of the enemy guard my life. The Midrash Tehillim and then Rashi suggest that this mizmor can also refer to Daniel when he was thrown into the lion's den because of an evil plot by the officers. Daniel was a descendant of David. The Sforno posits that it refers to Haman, who wished to destroy Bnei Israel when he slandered them to Ahasuerus. The Malbim suggests that it refers to Doeg and his pals who plotted against David, this time during Mered Avshalom. Unfortunately, there have been too many cases of people plotting against us in our history, and we have too many options to choose from. There are five sections to this Mizmor of Lament. It starts with a request from David to be protected from the wicked, and then a list of the evil deeds that the wicked have done. Then there's the news of the downfall of the wicked, and that the downfall will then be reported throughout the land, and it concludes with an appeal to the righteous to rejoice with Hashem. Pasuk Bet, Shema Elokim Koli B'Sichi Mipachat Oyev Titzor Chayai. Hear God, my voice and my plea, from fear of the enemy guard my life. Siach refers to hardships. Pasuk Gimel, Tastireni Misod Mereim Mirgishat Poalei Aven, conceal me from the counsel of evil men, from the hubbub of the wrongdoers. The plots against us are often done in secret, and the Sforno, continuing with a Haman theme, explains the pasuk as follows. The first part, Tastireni Misod Mereim, refers to Haman and Ahasuerus, and the second part, Mirgishat Poalei Aven, to the servants of the king who reported that Mordechai was not bowing down. Pasuk Dalet, Asher Shananu Chacherev Lashonam, Darchu Chitzam Davar Mar, who whetted their tongue like a sword, pulled back their arrow, a bitter word. Pasuk Hei, Lirot Bamistarim Tam, to shoot the innocent in concealment, Pitom Yorehu Velo Yirau, in a flash shot him down without fear. Pasuk Vav, Yechaskula Mo Davar Ra, Yisapru Litmon Mokshim, Amru Mire Lamo. They encourage themselves with evil words. They recount how traps should be laid. They say, who will see them? Pasuk Zayin, Yachbesu Olot, Tamnu Chefes Mechupas, V'kerev Ish V'lev Amok. Let them search out foul deeds. We have hidden them from the utmost search in a man's inward self and deep in the heart. According to the Targum K'tuvim, they will search to find pretexts to destroy the pure. A search carried out in the body of men and in the thoughts of a secret heart. Chefes mechupas, the double language, connotes that it's, you have to search a lot. It's way deep down. Pasuk chet. Vayorem Elokim chetz pitom hayu makotam. But God will shoot an arrow at them. In a flash way, they will be struck down. Payback time, again continuing with the Sforno. They will get shot down by God. As happened to Aman, he was hanged on the tree that he had prepared for Mordechai. Pasuk Tet, V'yachshiluhu alemo leshonam, their tongue will cause them to stumble. Yitnodidu kol ro'evam. So their tongue causes them to stumble, all those that see them shake their head. The idea of the boomerang, remember the I am rubber, you are glue chant? Pasuk Yud, V'yir'u kol adam, V'yagidu po al elokim, U'maseu hiskilu. And all men will fear and tell of God's act, and his deed they will grasp. Sforno, continuing the Purim theme, how will we tell what had happened? Through the Megillah, Megillat Esther. And the concluding pasuk, Pasuk Yud Aleph, Yismach Tzadik Bahashem V'chasabo V'italalu Kol Yishrei Lev. May the righteous rejoice in the Lord and shelter in him, and may all the upright revel. And Sforno will conclude this mizmor by saying that the tzaddik here who is happy is Mordechai. And in conclusion, I would say that words can hurt, words can heal. May we learn from David how to use them to heal. Thank you for studying together. Le'ilui Nishmat Sonia Finkelstein, Chana Sara Bat Chaim Leib.